All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by Tyson Ross. And as I said, I've been saying his name for years. Get this guy with the Giants, and here he is in Giants spring training. Tyson, nice to have you on the show.
Hey, Marty, thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, very good. We're thrilled to have you here. And, you know, so the fans, of course, have heard your name and know a lot of your background. But just briefly, growing up in the Bay Area, Oakland, Little Leagues, and all that kind of stuff, take us through just a little bit of the biography.
Yeah, I was born in Berkeley. I grew up in Oakland. I grew up playing Oakland Babe Ruth down on 66th Ave in Oakland, and went to Bishop Waddell High School, followed by Cal Berkeley for 3 years. And then, I was drafted by the A's and started my journey in pro ball.
And you finally made it to the Giants. Come on. And I'm sure you've heard KMBR your whole life.
Yeah. I've been listening to KMBR for a long time. A lot of good games on the radio. And, it's taken a while, but finally crossing the bridge and joining the Giants this year.
All right, Tyson Ross with us. We sit here in spring training as we get ready for Giants baseball. It's always a physical question with you. The arm is there. You've had great moments in the big leagues. How are you feeling, and what's going on with you this spring?
Feeling healthy. You know, I had a rough go the last few years with injuries, and, I took a lot of time this offseason to get my body right, and I'm looking forward to this opportunity here in camp.
What do you think about the Giants and their approach? And again, you've been part of the Bay Area, you know, Brian Sabian and the Bonds era and the World Series eras and all that. This is different. This is a little different approach to baseball.
You may say it's different, but I look around the clubhouse and I see a lot of rings. You know, I see, you know, Crawford, Posey, Belt, Pence, Sandoval, these guys have won multiple championships and they know what it takes. So, you know, while it may be a kind of youth revolution going on, you still have that core group of guys that has won a lot of postseason games, and I think that's really important.
How about the analytical part? And we talked to Gabe Kapler a lot, and, I said, gee, how does he look? And I said your name yesterday. I said, Tyson, I said, boy, he's showing great and this and that. And he said, because he saw it with his eyes, I said, boy, he's a scout. He's looking with his eyes. But then he said, we have all sorts of machinery every day following these guys around to see what they're doing.
Yeah, it's definitely a new age of baseball. It's very interesting. Yeah, you can be measured with the eye. You can be measured with computers, cameras, high speed, all sorts of things now. And it's just, I think it's about maximizing a player's potential. You know, you may miss something with your eyes that you can pick up with a slow motion camera and help a guy out and just become that much better.
Yeah. So what do you want to accomplish this spring? What's the key for you?
For me, it's just being healthy. You know, whether I break with the club or not, I'm not too worried about that. I just want to make sure that I'm healthy, get my pitches dialed in, and take advantage of all the technology and the great coaching staff we have out here and really set myself up for a good 2020 season.
Yeah, I hope that you're with the Giants. It'd be fun to see you at Oracle Park, see you out there. Physically, what are you overcoming physically? What was the injury you're overcoming?
I had a thoracic outlet syndrome surgery back in 2016, and I've been kind of hit or miss the last couple years as I've been recovering from that and a few complications from that surgery. But you know, I think time heals all wounds, and I've had plenty of time under my belt since going under the knife, and I'm looking forward to a good 2020 year.
Yeah, and you could relieve. You can start. What would you prefer at this age and this part of your career?
I've had a little bit of experience coming out of the bullpen, which I definitely enjoyed. You know, for me, I just want to help the ball club win. You know, whatever capacity they may need me, whether it's starting, relieving, you know, short stints, long stints, whatever. At my age and at my point in my career, I just want to win ball games, and I think having that mentality will open up a lot of doors for me.
Tyson Ross with us. It's interesting because the game is now a starting pitcher goes four innings. And you can go four innings, and then they bring the next guy in for three innings. It's like, you know, the landing at Normandy. And then the next group comes in, and the next group comes in, and that's what baseball is. But you can actually do that. You can go the four, or you could go two or three, or you could go one.
Yeah, I think you're seeing teams trying to find guys that are a little bit more flexible, and just having the ability to fill multiple roles is always valuable on a ball club.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's great to see you. And how's your brother doing?
He's doing good. He's waiting for that ring to come in. Yeah, so he's down in Florida getting ready, and I'm excited for him for this upcoming year as well.
All right, so are you 100% in all the drills? Is everything going? You with everybody? Are they holding you back? What's going on?
I've been out there competing, doing everything I can, and you know, I got a bullpen coming up tomorrow, so I'm getting excited to get on the mound again and just, you know, work on continuing to find that feel.
Good. Well, pleasure having you on. Congratulations. Nice to have you in the Bay Area.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
All right. That's Tyson Ross, local guy back in San Francisco. Very nice. All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.